All right, what up? Welcome. So this episode, I'm going to talk about the number one thing that we need to focus on if we're trying to sell more cars. This is beyond marketing, beyond your market, beyond your brand. Like, this is the one place where dealerships fall short consistently. It has nothing to do with advertising. And there's no advertising in the world that's going to help you get out of this. So on the last episode, we talked about key performance indicators, where I mentioned some things that you could do to sell more cars, whether you had good processes or not, or, you know, whether you had good sales staff, BDC personnel, whatever. And then that's kind of like a follow-up episode to a larger episode that I did, where I talked about kind of my marketing setup, like how I would set things up digitally speaking if it were my store. And so, so today we're going to talk about the number one thing, the number one focus that I would have if I'm trying to sell more cars. And what is that area of deficiency that I consistently see at dealerships when I'm consulting with them. But before we do that, I want to talk to you guys about VinOracle. So VinOracle is my own internal product. It's 2 years in the making. It's been a labor of hard work, dedication, love, frustration, all of the above. And we're finally here, folks. So my big ask is, I need 6 stores to pilot the product. We've done open beta and closed betas at groups. And I'm just looking for 6 more stores to just kind of help me test out the final version. You can go in the show notes to vinoracle.io. You can go to the show notes and click the link to sign up. Or you can go to vinoracle.io and sign up there. Or again, you know, I put my cell phone contact information in the show notes, so you can call me directly. And I love to at least demo it if you're curious. But basically, it's a three-step system. It has vendor management, but in a way that I've never seen done before. It's very, it's probably my favorite part of the whole deal, because obviously I deal with a lot of vendors, and I'm having the ability to manage all of that in one place. It's very, very exciting for me. And I used to be a frustrated rep, right? So I always was looking for ways to show the value or showcase the value of what we provided to my dealer clients. And with this, I could do that, and I know that people are going to see it at the dealership, because they need to use the system for multiple things, not just for analytics. Then we have what we call the manager's SRP, which takes in all your CRM, DMS, Google Analytics, vendor, dealer portal information, and displays it all in one seamless SRP experience. So why should you be looking at your inventory from a stock screen, right? This just has a stock number and bunch of numbers. Like, this is a nice SRP experience that gives you information just beyond what's on your website. So, and it's a filter, so you can filter all different kinds of categories, like aged units with no leads or no views or no appointments. You could look at active shoppers, you can look at people that visited your website that didn't submit a lead, and get their information that way. You could, what else can you do? Then you can take those cars based on all that information, and the vehicles that are deficient that you need help moving, you can actually run VIN specific ads on those units on major platforms like Facebook, Google, Amazon, TikTok. So very, very excited about VinOracle. I think you'll absolutely love it. So if you're interested, let me know. All right. So I sigh, because this is probably one of the biggest frustrating points for me at being on the advertising side. But the number one thing that I see that's a deterrent for dealerships selling more units is it's inventory. That's the number one thing, but it's how we don't understand the inventory's impact on our ability to sell cars. And in particular, we don't understand our pipeline, right? And so that causes all kinds of issues. For one, dealerships put all their inventory, for the most part, I've never seen a dealership that does it, but dealerships list all their inventory on their website, which I understand why they do it in relationship to, well, you know, we want to generate activity and so on and so forth. And during COVID in particular, when there's a inventory scarcity, it makes a lot of sense to do it that way. But for the most part, it creates a bunch of issues for you because you really don't have the car to sell, right? And so the biggest issue from the advertising side is that you have to understand that you have two categories of cars. Not three, not four, not five, two. Cars that are going to do really well and cars that aren't going to do. There's no in between. You either have good cars that people are looking for that have search volume that the market is interested in, or you have cars that have no search volume that the market is not interested in at all. Right? And so the cars that do have interest and search volume, those are the cars that are pulling activity into your sandbox, right? You're taking consumers' intent and you're driving them to your website. And then you have the cars that don't have that you have to push. You have to push that inventory out into the digital space. And you have to put those cars in front of customers that otherwise wouldn't have considered the brand, the make, the trim, et cetera. And so when you have cars on your website that you don't have available to sell, you're draining, right, resources and money from cars that need help. It's like what I call the 20-80 rule. So 20% of your inventory generates 80% of the activity. And that's going to be the case, right? And so those 20% of cars are going to sell great. You don't even need to spend any money on those cars. And the cars that you do need to spend money on, right, you're robbing those vehicles from resources by having all your inventory on the website, because you're essentially draining opportunities, views, leads, et cetera, to cars that are in higher demand. Whether you have the car or not, those cars are going to generate activity and you don't have the car. And then that creates a bunch of other issues because now and especially the way that we handle BDCs, where it's, hey, don't give the customer too much information, just get them here. And then we're telling customers, like, yeah, just come in, just come in, just come in. Customer gets there wanting the car is not there. And then your salespeople need to be really good at flipping the customer. And meanwhile, we talk about experience in this industry and how shitty of an experience is that? Imagine going to Amazon and trying to purchase something and then it's just like, no, oops, sorry, we don't have it. There's no, it's just not a good way to manage to not to manage, but it's not a good way to try to generate the extra activity that you could generate with those units isn't worth all the other issues that it creates for you. And again, if you understand the two categories, right, pull, push, then you're not going to need any of that stuff, right? And you can dial in on the cars that are going to need a lot of love and extra help to get gone, right? To get them bought. You know what I mean? And then you could be a lot more effective in driving that activity that's necessary and then moving those cars quicker. And that's one of the reasons why, shameless plug, that's one of the reasons why I created VinOracle, because VinOracle allows you to advertise the cars that actually need help to advertise and do it in a way that's seamless, multi-platform, where you don't even have to worry about it. It's just done for you, right? The system automatically qualifies the cars. If it's a car that organically is already doing well within 2, 3 days and has leads and appointments already, then the system's going to tell you this car is going to do well. And it's machine learning and AI based. So the more data it ingests and it learns about the specific performance of those types of vehicles, then the better the information is going to be for you and the better the classification of the cars that need help. And it just works really, really well at helping you drive activity to those cars that need the extra help. So listen, everything at the dealership is done VIN specifically. Everything at the dealership, except for marketing. And it doesn't make sense. Like think about it. You have 100, 200, 300 cars on the ground. And you can't There's no one size fits all that's going to help you because every car is different. Every potential opportunity of the car is different. Some potential opportunity for certain vehicles is going to be way higher than others. And for the ones that don't have any, you need to create that. And if you have, what does it help you to take a bunch of cars that nobody's looking for and put them on Auto Trader, for instance? How does that help you? Or how does it help you to have an ad on every single car that's on your website if nobody's searching for that specific car? Like, you can't just generate the demand because you did an ad on that car. But you can take cars and you can push them into people's digital experiences to create awareness and to get customers interested in that specific vehicle. And so that's you know, you have to understand the relationship between the two. And so that's the biggest missed opportunity that I see, you know, when it comes to our inventory relationship, is that we don't understand what our frontline relationship is with our inventory. And then we, because of that, we create a lot of deficiencies on the advertising side, on the experience side, on the internal process side. So, you know, and then the other thing is we need to understand that just because the cars are on the website doesn't mean that the car is there to sell. And when we put all our inventory on the website, that's exactly what we create. We create this a false expectation. Well, I have 200 cars on my website. I need to sell 200 cars. No, you don't have 200 cars. You have 70 cars and you have 130 somewhere in your pipeline. Or you have 150 cars on the ground and you have 50 somewhere in the pipeline. And if you don't understand that relationship, then, you know, you can't just, you know, sell 200 cars because you have 200 cars on the website. Well, we sell cars out of service all the time. Yeah, I'm sure you do. But what's the ratio? 10%? 20%? It's not 90%. 90% of your sales are not coming out of service or cars that are in service. And so if you don't understand what your frontline units are, then how can you even have the right expectation to sell? Like, if you're trying to sell 200 cars, well, for the sake of this conversation, let's make it a lot easier. If you're trying to sell 100 cars, you need to have 200 cars. That's the right ratio. 200 cars is what you should have. And you should at least have 150 front line. And you should try to maintain that 200 car level every single month. Otherwise, you're going to have lulls, right? You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have really good months and really shitty months. And so, you know, the inventory portion of the equation to try to sell units is the most important thing. Is making sure that you have enough inventory to help you attain the goals that you have. And your inventory level needs to be in proportion to what your goals, your sale goals are. And you should always double it. So whatever your expectation is, or whatever your, not expectation, but whatever your goal is, you should have double the amount of inventory, you know, available to sell. If you sell faster, great, awesome, good. What does it, you know, if you're trying to sell 200 cars and, you know, you end up selling 215 cars, that's fantastic, right? It gets your goal and then, you know, now you can adjust it and get to the next level. But you can't sell 200 cars because you have 200 cars on the website and you only have 100 cars on the ground. Like, that's never going to work. I don't care how amazing your sales team is and how many cars they can pull out of service, because you have transit, you have recon, you have all the different stages that the vehicle, that the life cycle, or not, well, to the what I call the frontline cycle of that vehicle is going to be in. And so you're never going to catch up. It's impossible. So, and again, why does that happen? Because we put all the inventory on the website. And then we go to our website every day and we say, oh, we have 200 cars. Well, I should sell 200 cars. But you don't have 200 cars. You don't have the inventory. Not to mention, the other thing too is it takes about 22 days, folks, 22 days to generate the activity on average, to generate the activity required to sell the car, the exposure required to sell the car. Yes, some cars are going to sell faster than others, of course. But if you averaged it all out, shitty cars and amazing cars, that number is going to be in the 20 to 22 range, or at least that's what I've found with all the stores that I work with. By the time it generates enough VDP views, which my number is 90, so 90 VDP views is typically where the transaction zone, and then it generates enough conversions, meaning leads, appointments, those sorts of things. So anyway, that's all I have for you today. On the next episode, I want to talk about how you can leverage display, or how underrated display is in helping you sell more units. So, I think a lot of dealers can benefit from more display advertising. It's super cheap, so it's way cost effective for the dealership. And it's a great way to help you sell more cars. And so I'm going to talk about strategies that I have for that. And then again, VinOracle, folks, available right now. Go to the link in the show notes. Call me if you want to do a demo. 6 stores. That's what I need. I need 6 dealerships to pilot it. Give me a call. I love to show you what we have, or simply go to vinoracle.io, fill out the form. Somebody on the team will reach out and, kind of take it from there. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk soon. Bye.